This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is facing an impeachment probe over his request for Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden. But on Thursday, he asked another country to do the same. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
First, Ukraine, and now China. The president says both should investigate Biden and son Hunter.
You may very well find that there are many other countries that they scammed.
The president offered no evidence of any wrongdoing by the Bidens, but his own vice president backs the call to have a foreign power investigate a political opponent.
I think is worth looking into.
The remarks come even as Adam Schiff and House Democrats continue an impeachment inquiry that started after the Ukraine call.
I find, once again, the president inviting another country to interfere in our presidential elections repugnant.
Biden's campaign says the allegations show the president's acting out because he's scared. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An administrator armed with a knife attacked other officers inside the Paris police headquarters, killing at least four people before he was fatally shot. We get details from AP's Karen Chamas.
According to reports, the attack appeared to have started in an office and continued elsewhere in the large police compound across the street from Notre Dame Cathedral. Authorities say the motive is unknown, but that the 20-year police employee allegedly responsible for the attack worked in the intelligence unit and had not posed any previous known problems. Emery Siamandi, who works at the police headquarters, said he was in the stairwell leading to the chief's office when he heard gunshots. Moments later, I saw three police women crying. I couldn't help them in any way, and their colleagues were crying too. So I figured it must be serious, Siamandi said. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's latest proposals on Brexit were met with cautious skepticism in the EU, with officials doubtful that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan could yield an agreement by the end of the month. But as Joe Davies of Reuters reports, the EU leaders are not dismissing the proposals out of hand.
Johnson unveiled his proposals on Wednesday, which would include creating an all-Ireland regulatory zone, covering the whole island of Ireland, whilst also keeping Northern Ireland part of the UK customs territory, not the EU customs union. If you're not sure how that would work, you're not alone. Irish Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is also confused.
I don't fully understand how we could have Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland in separate customs unions and somehow avoid there being tariffs, checks, and customs posts on trade between North and South.
Ensuring that there is no physical infrastructure or border checks is seen as a key part of any deal. That's to avoid endangering the Good Friday Agreement that ended three decades of conflict in Northern Ireland.
That's Joe Davies of Reuters. There's been a legal settlement over the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history 2 years ago at a country music concert in Las Vegas. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
Attorneys for the victims of the Las Vegas shooting say they've reached a settlement to resolve lawsuits that's expected to pay between $735 and $800 million. The Las Vegas firm explains the amount of the settlement with MGM Resorts International depends on the number of plaintiffs who choose to take part. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed against the owner of the resort, where the gunman opened fire into an outdoor concert on October 1st, 2017. The company also owns the venue where 58 people died and hundreds were injured. I'm Shelley Antler.
A U.S. government watchdog agency wants to know more about how vaping devices are marketed after several people died and others were injured using electronic cigarettes. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Federal Trade Commission is ordering Juul and five other vaping companies to hand over information about how they market e-cigarettes. It's part of a nationwide crackdown on e-cigarettes as politicians and health officials try to reverse an explosion of underage vaping. The FTC says it wants to better understand vaping sales and promotional practices, including e-cigarette giveaways, online influencer programs, and marketing on college campuses. Facing multiple investigations, last week Juul announced some concessions, including replacing its CEO, halting all advertising, and pledging not to lobby against a planned federal ban on vaping flavors. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, the markets crawled back from Wednesday's losses, with all three major indices posting gains. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. R&B.